In-person classes resume at Temple University tomorrow. And for those living on campus, they'll need to provide a negative COVID-19 test. Here's KYW's John McDevitt.
Freshman Ben Weaver is a biochemistry major and lives in university housing. He was in line for a mandated COVID-19 test before he could return to his dorm.
I mean, they're offering appointments like every 5 minutes across like a couple different testing sites. So
he will not be able to wear a cloth mask by itself anymore on campus. A surgical mask needs to be paired with it. A surgical mask with multiple layers is still an option, or even better, a KN95 mask.
I mean, it makes sense. Ditching the cloth masks makes sense. I think the N95s, well, it makes sense. There's a lot of issues with scarcity of them. If they can't figure out how to handle that scarcity, that's going to get to be a real issue long term, as surgical masks becoming the only viable option then is going to put a lot of pressure on those too.
Temple has a limited supply of KN95 masks that it will provide to students. Some students say finding surgical masks in stores has even been a challenge. The university says those not in compliance with the safety rules may result in disciplinary action, such as revocation of university building access, removal from campus housing, suspension, or expulsion. On Temple University's campus, John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.